who was a Capuchin Franciscan friar known especially for his great preaching throughout Europe, especially Italy. He was born in the 16th century, 1559. He, even at the age of 6 years old, that little children in Naples used to preach during Christmas time at the age of 12, really, in imitation of Jesus when he was in the temple talking to the doctors. But he, at the age of 6, would preach to the people and really touch their hearts and bring them to repentance in many cases, even at that early age. But at the age of 16, he entered the Capuchin Franciscans, was a model of observance and obedience in the Franciscan life. And then he studied for the priesthood, and he excelled in philosophy and theology, and especially learning the languages. He was fluent in 7 different languages, Italian, French, Spanish, German, Latin, Greek, and also Hebrew. Because of his knowledge of the Hebrew language, he was sent to preach to the Jews in Rome and converted many of the Jews. He impressed many of the rabbis because of his knowledge of the Hebrew language and brought many to baptism. And he preached throughout Italy, went from town to town preaching, and was very successful in his preaching. And he was sent to Germany to found many Capuchin convents there to counteract the influence of Martin Luther and the Protestant Revolution there. And while he was there, the emperor learned about his fame and preaching and asked him to preach a crusade against the Turks, who were threatening to invade Europe, especially Germany, where he was emperor. And so he went to the German princes and urged them to join the crusade and preach the crusade to the people. And he joined the army of, not fighting, but became the chaplain of the army of the powerful Archduke Matthias, and they went to invaded and went to Hungary to attack the Turks there. And when they came into the battlefront, they saw the huge army of Turks, and they were all discouraged and despaired in victory. But Lawrence went through the Christian army, urging them to fight, and that they would be victorious. And he roused them to courage, and they fought and completely routed the Turks. And so after that battle, he wanted to go back and just be a humble friar. But when he went back to Italy, he was made the vicar general of the order, and had to take on that great burden. And from there, he was a peacemaker with the emperor and Archduke Matthias, who were in disputing over matters of their properties, and also had to go to Spain to plead the cause of the people of Naples, who were being oppressed by the viceroy there. So he went to Spain and then Portugal, where the king was, King Philip. And during that journey, he died. So we have the example of a great preacher who went through Christendom preaching, and we have in the gospel here how our Lord is urging his disciples to go and preach. And preaching is something necessary in all times. It is what really urges us to practice the gospel, to remind us of what we're called to do, to stir us to action, to repentance, to love of God, to practices of virtue, and to stir us also with fear of punishment and also the rewards of eternal life. This is what St. Francis had told the Franciscans: to preach virtue and vice, punishment and glory. We need to hear preaching. We need to preach. Preaching is not an easy thing, and it's not always something that everyone wants to listen to. That is something we need to do, both to preach and to listen to be stirred to practice the faith, to practice the gospel, and to do it every day of our life to the end. We always need to be preached to preach, not just in words, but especially in example. So we have this example of great preaching in Lawrence of Brindisi, and we need more great preachers in our day, but especially those who are docile to the word of God and who want to listen to the gospel and to hear it, the pure, unadulterated truth of the gospel, so that we are continually brought to repentance and conversion and to a more pure way of life, more fervent way of life. So let's ask our Lord to give us that heart of docility and openness to preaching.